But holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Right.
So it's not even really accurate to say, well, who wrote the Bible? Well, who spoke the Word of God? And the answer is that holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Where's the proof that it's really God's Word? You know where the proof is? In the pudding.
Amen.
Read the Bible, and every page is filled with power.
Amen.
Read the book of Proverbs and tell me that that is not the greatest wisdom that is on this planet.
Right.
Every verse of the Bible is powerful. Every chapter, every page of the Bible is just amazing. And so no other book is like it. And to even compare these other so-called scriptures of the, you know, whether it's the Quran, the Book of Mormon, you know, and none of it can even hold a candle to the Bible. There's no comparison. And so we need to understand that when we're hearing God's word in the form of the Bible, we shouldn't receive it as the word of men, where we're taking it with a grain of salt. We need to receive it as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectually worketh in us that believe. And that's the proof of God's word, the effectual working of God's word, the power of God's word, the effect of God's word. That's how we know that the Bible's true. Not because of some history book or some fossil record or, you know, some scientific argument. No, I know the Bible's true because of the power of God's word. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Amen.